Mr. Annan urged delegates at a review conference on the Biological Weapons Convention to put aside differences that severely hampered efforts at the last review conference 5 years ago, and to work to strengthen safeguards against bioterrorism.
I encourage you to explore them and not to return to the confrontational approaches of the past. Far more unites you than divides you. The horror of biological weapons is shared by all. As the convention states, their use would be repugnant to the conscience of mankind.
Annan said that in the past 5 years, global circumstances have changed and risks have grown. He said there's a strong focus on preventing terrorism today, as well as renewed concern about naturally occurring diseases such as SARS or avian flu being used as a terrorist weapon.
These changes mean that we can no longer view the convention in isolation as simply a treaty prohibiting states from obtaining biological weapons. Rather, we must look at it as part of an interlinked array of tools designed to deal with interlinked array of problems. Certainly, we need to deal, but we must also address terrorism and crime at the non-state and individual levels, with responses encompassing public health, disaster relief, and efforts to ensure that the peaceful uses of biological science and technology can safely reach their potential.
The convention bans the development and stockpiling of germ-based weapons, but it has never had serious enforcement measures because the threat of biological warfare was believed to be minimal when it was drafted during the height of the Cold War. Efforts to strengthen the treaty gained momentum amid concern that Iraq might use biological weapons during the Gulf War. Talks were suspended in 2001 when the United States said a proposed enforcement regime could not be verified. The head of the U.S. delegation, Assistant Secretary of State for International Security and Nonproliferation, John Root, said the measures the U.S. rejected 5 years ago would not have been effective in detecting biological weapons.
We have not, in our analysis, seen a way to develop the sort of guaranteed verification measures you cited. I think that that's an area reasonable people can continue to study, but at present we don't see a regime that would be effective in that area.
Root said the United States wants greater disease surveillance and better controls over material and technology so they are not misused for bioweapons. He said national enforcement of legislation is important, and there must be more oversight on research to prevent this work from being misused to make bioweapons. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。